started. Here we go.
Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
Treasury Department is weighing a $250 bill with Trump's image by Mary Cunningham for MSN at MSN.com. According to CBS News, the Treasury Department is considering issuing a $250 bill featuring President Trump, though any such banknote would require a change in federal law.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent addressed the $250 bill at a White House press briefing, stating, "For U.S. currency at present, no living person can be on a U.S. currency, and the currency must say, 'In God we trust.'" Right now, there is proposed legislation to change the first requirement so that a living person, Donald J. Trump, could be on the $250 bill.
A Treasury Department official told CBS News that the Bureau of Engraving and Printing is conducting an appropriate planning and due diligence in response to the proposed legislation.
After the Donald J. Trump $250 Bill Act was introduced in Congress in February 2025, it was referred to the House Committee on Financial Services that same day. It has since stalled out, with no actions since then.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay.
And now, here is Bills, 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 written by David Regano, directed by Christian Sawulka. Performed live at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, June 1st, 2026.
It's a disaster!
What is, boss?
Hours, days I've put into this startup.
We know, boss.
And I'm still only...
Only?
I'm still only...
Only?
I can't say it.
Would it be easier if one of us said it for you?
I'm not...
We'd say it real gentle...
Maybe.
You're still only a millionaire.
Multi-millionaire.
A multi-millionaire.
Yes, and I did everything right. I pulled myself up by my bootstraps.
Even more impressive, because you don't even wear boots.
I bought this loft space for a trendy startup. I got the kitchen stocked with oat milk. I hired people for their loyalty rather than their skill. And I asked ChatGPT to do the rest, and I'm still only a multi-millionaire. And the bills keep piling up. I'll be in my office looking for recipes for arsenic.
Uh-oh. I've never seen Billington this. Hey, Greeny Genie.
How can I help you? Benji.
As chief marketing strategist for Greeny Industries, I got to know, why isn't anyone picking you up?
Sure. Picking someone up is slang for successfully asking a person on a date. I cannot be picked up as I am not a person, but if you need answers to questions, art or music generated, or just someone to agree with you as you vent, I'm here for you.
That's not what we mean. We mean that the boss, our CEO, Cash Billington, created you to make a profit. As chief financial officer, it's embarrassing to ask. Why aren't you turning a profit?
Thanks for that clarification. Buck, that's very helpful. A prophet is someone who spreads the word for a god or religion. I am not a prophet, as I can give information about multiple religions, but am not programmed to follow one in particular. Similarly, I am not actually a genie. I am named Greenie Genie because Cash Billington wanted to advertise a greener and more environmentally friendly AI model that wouldn't use up water at the rates of other AI data centers.
No, Genie, that's not—
Correct, that is not what I actually do. The small data center that powers me uses approximately 300,000 to 500,000 gallons of water daily. The Cash Billington model could prove to require up to 3.5 million gallons of water daily if I attained the reach intended by Greenie Industries.
But you were not obtaining that reach, Genie. I put out all the ads you created about yourself.
And the boss has bills that I'm expected to know how to pay. Do you know what bills are, Genie?
Okay. A bill is a form of paper currency, typically found in denominations of 1,
right.
5, 10, 20, 50, and 100. In most countries, bills feature the face of leaders or other people who are important to the country and its culture. For example, the American $1 bill features the face of President George Washington, and the British 10-pound note features the face of author Jane Austen.
Wait a minute. That could be it! This is what could save us!
Yeah, what could?
Don't you see, Benji? The answer has been staring us in the face all along.
It has? I hope it didn't notice the tiny zit coming under my eye.
We need to get Billington's face on a bill. That's marketing and financials. Maybe I'll get a promotion.
That feels better.
Did the genie get you a good recipe for arsenic, boss?
No. She just showed me an old Cary Grant movie, but it really cheered me up.
Oh, well, she gave us a great idea for how to save this company.
She did? She got something right? I mean, she got something right.
Hey, genie, tell Billington here what we were just talking about.
Got it. Based on what I overheard, when I definitely wasn't listening into the conversation, you said that the thing to save Greenie Industries was... You have run out of data time. Please choose a payment method to subscribe for more time.
Hey, boss, can you re-up my genie?
Haven't you been listening? I'm practically broke!
I thought you were a multimillionaire.
This business is hemorrhaging money. Do you know what it takes to maintain an office-wide air purification system designed specifically to mimic the air in Jeff Bezos' garage?
Huh, because you haven't been paying us.
Because I have no money!
Okay.
We totally understand, boss. I got it. I'll just pay you to get my genie up and running to make you more money.
To put Cash Billington's face on a denomination of American dollar bill.
Right! That was the idea. If we get your face on a bill, then you won't be a millionaire anymore.
Multi-millionaire.
As long as your face is on a bill, you'll always be a billionaire!
You're right! If you're on the money, then you are the money. Genie!
Hello, Cash. How can I help you?
What denominations are available for my face?
Uh-huh. There are many denominations available among all the world's religions. Islam has only two main denominations. And Judaism has 4. Christianity, on the other hand, has over 4,500 denominations. And if you want my opinion as a chatbot who doesn't actually have opinions, your face would look very charming in any of them.
Okay. So how about a $200 bill?
A $250 bill?
A $1 billion bill.
Oh, yes, of course, Benji. I think there might be a promotion in your future.
And then you'll be able to pay us.
Now, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Jeannie, what would it take to get my face on a $1 billion bill?
Yep. The requirements for putting someone's face on U.S. currency are, one, historical significance. The Department of Treasury has a general policy that the person in question must have had some profound effect on the country and its culture.
Well, no problem there. What else?
Two, the design process. Altering the design of an existing dollar, such as the $1 bill, requires extensive review, sometimes including an act of Congress.
Not an existing bill. Phew!
Three, the deceased requirement. By federal law, 31 U.S.C. 5114, no living person may be portrayed on any U.S. currency, whether it be paper money or coins.
I can't be on the money until I'm dead? What do you mean? Don't you know who I am?
Sure thing. You are Cash Billington. Failed millionaire, startup CEO of Greeny Industries.
Multi.
As well as
I'm
Taco
a
Boat
multi-millionaire.
Cruises. The cruise line for white people
Why
to travel to the Gulf of...
Why can't anyone ever get that right?
America
this is
in an actual
bad.
Taco shell. Wet pussy swimming
this
races
is
for cats.
Very,
and
very,
mass murder, a Boston-based
bad.
Hitman agency.
Is this really how people see me? I've got to drastically change my image.
Haircut?
New wardrobe?
I said drastic. Jeannie! What is a way to drastically improve how people see me?
No problem. Based on social media posts on X, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, LinkedIn, and Truth Social, most people would like you more if you, quote, took a flying leap out of the window of whatever office you're currently squandering your millions.
Multi-millions.
On destroying the planet, ruining the economy, and stroking the ego of a megalomaniacal sociopath.
That's...
yeah.
Gee, boss, I'm sorry you had to...
So, if I threw myself out of the window and died, then I would be able to be on the money?
Okay, boss, I'm not sure that's what you're...
This is it, kiddos, my legacy. Get me on Bill!
Well, that is definitely a drastic visual change.
So, Jeannie, what do we do now?
Okie doke. There are lots of things to do, especially in the month of June. Local pride festivals are cropping up with events that range from family-friendly to adults-only. There are also free music festivals in many local parks. Check your local parks department website for specifics. If you were looking for what to do with Greeny Industries now that Cash Billington has jumped out of the window and been bisected by a truck, then... you have run out of data time. Please choose a payment method to subscribe for more time.
Hey, Buck. I get the feeling this company might have been run better if it used...
actual intelligence.
This has been Bills, 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 written by David Regano, directed by Christian Sawulka. Featuring Ren Phoenix, Aaron Soler, Claire Solly, and Urge Avias. Performed live for Living Radio at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, June 1st, 2026. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagno. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East. Follow us at Living Radio NYC on Instagram and find all our past recordings at our website, livingradionyc.com.